Honey Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
All right, welcome to Life That Does Live. Your boy, Sunny J, your girl. Oh, Nate, we got you? All right, it's not trying to let Nate be great. Let me see what's going on. Let me see. There we go. There we go, Nate. You in the building now?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my God. Today is that day? I see that. It just, man, too much going on today. It wasn't trying to let us be great at all today. But, yes. But let me tell you about the God I serve. Nonetheless, man, glad to have you guys to get another beautiful show here on Life of Dust Live. We are back to our regular regular day. That being said, Nate, how are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm good, and you?
I can't complain. I really can't complain.
That's good.
Well, that being said, man, shoot, man, guys, we go back to our regular day in time. I'm excited because, yeah, man, told y'all last week we were getting ready to move back to our, back to our Wednesdays. We got our Wednesdays back all the way. So, yeah.
Well,
I ain't got to worry about that no more. Hump days in full effect in the show again. So, Nate, what's been going on with you, man?
Another day, another dollar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Getting stuff prepared for my business, you know.
Good. I see. You've been a woman that's been on the grind for sure. Oh, me. What's been going on with me? Well, I enjoyed my weekend in New York. Definitely did. Lots of love, man. Did lots of learning. A lot of connected with a lot of people who were supporters. So definitely always a great move when I get to travel and connect with some of our supporters. Yeah, man, just a lot of love, man. A lot of people were just, see people so excited about what I'm gearing up is, man, it humbles you because you're like, damn, like this many people really are caring about what we got going on. And so, yeah,
for
like
sure.
I said, again, man, it just humbles you to a huge degree and just lets you know that, as I say a lot of times, man, you got to always be on your A game because you just never know who is watching. So, I think your name from the fix that. Hold on. Let's see. All right. How about now?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So, one thing I definitely wanted to touch on. I want to give a few shout-outs. First of all, shout-out to our number one draft pick for being a sponsor of the weekend. Shout-out to the man who put everything together, our boy Jerry. Shout-out to Jerry. I said, yeah, this is going to be great today. Shout out to Jerry for just supporting me so heavy, man. Like, dude, I did just up the sign, brother. Where words can't describe like how I feel about this, just all the support from everybody on so many levels. That's what I would say. I would say that, and then shout out to everybody that came out, because it ended up being something that it became something that was much bigger than I could even imagine. So like, yeah, one of the key things was we shot a lot during the weekend. Saturday and Sunday was busy. And especially moving around the city, you really get an aspect on things around there. So definitely we was moving back and forth throughout the city. Definitely, and shoot, I mean, I'm up to, I was working so hard. Hell, I was up to like 4 or 5 in the morning putting in that work. So definitely it cannot be a question by anyone if we putting in work over here. Definitely not a question at all. So yeah, so definitely a lot of support for Human Canvas magazine. I actually got a chance to be interviewed by Code 31 Media, who will actually be our guest for tonight. Def Coach D over there, man, she's on top of her stuff, man. She really is a star in her own right. And I mean, this woman has interviewed a lot of stars herself. So to be putting that same breath of being deemed worthy to be interviewed, to me was wow. It just humbling, and it just really, I had to really take in the moment so many times of, man, like, because sometimes you take for granted, as far as yourself, because some people don't see your vision. And to see all these people who believe in me is, wow. Your words can describe. So, yeah, so that's a... And there we go. I'm coming into the back line now because I see it ain't want me to be great. It's not going to ruin my moments today. But, yeah, so, yeah, man, it was just a very great opportunity. I probably worked with about anywhere from 10 to 15 models. I'm still I'm going through pictures and stuff as I'm editing and getting stuff ready for issues and whatnot. Anywhere from like 10 to 15 models throughout the weekend. And I wanted to say models, but just people, period. Just shooting people, period. So it was dope. And it was then I was in the middle of Times Square. So, being able to enjoy, be able to take on that opportunity, man, it's just great. And just, I look forward to going back up to New York again very soon. So definitely. But, I'm definitely, I got my, as far as my view, I mean, I'm pretty much trying to plan on my next one. For next trip for this year, being ATL, so I'm looking at May or June, so I'm gonna give people a heads up on that. So yes, y'all just stay tuned, as they say. I'm actually gonna connect this to a point in Crickets of the Week. So before I get to Crickets of the Week, Nate, do you have Seduction 101 ready?
Yep.
All right. So you know what? I've been going first these past couple of weeks. I'm gonna go ahead and be a gentleman this week. So let me go ahead and cue up the sounds.
you whooped us old.
Aww.
All right, so what you got for Seduction 101?
So for this Seduction 101, I just want to speak on a topic that happened to my friend, a friend of mine, grandmother. And I'm from an area where, okay, so we got Maryville, which is close to Gary. We got Crown Point. Okay, Maryville is kind of like a white area. Crown Point is kind of like a white area or whatever. So my friend and her grandmother, they went to Walmart or whatever in a white neighborhood. And her grandmother, you know, they leave Walmart, whatever. They go get something to eat. And she, her grandmother realized she left. She dropped her wallet in Walmart. So they go back to Walmart. They pull the cameras or whatever. And see that a white lady picked up her grandmother's wallet and used her wallet to pay for her items. So they contact the police, and the police basically saying that it's not theft because her grandmother left it for the next person to use. If that's not the most racist-ass shit that I heard, how is that not? That's clearly theft. Using somebody else's credit card, that's theft. So you're saying it's not theft? Let it would have been a black woman using a white woman's card in Walmart. I bet they would have got locked up.
Hell, let's not forget, one of the most high-profile cases that just happened was all started over a person being suspected of using a counterfeit $20 bill.
Come on, exactly. Come on now. But this white lady, it's okay for this white lady to use a black woman's card to pay for her shit?
That's
but
literally fraud.
That's
the definition of fraud.
Come on now, that's fraud. But the police officer said it's not theft. How, like, come on. Because the police officers were white. Mind you, the police officers were white. The lady who used her grandmother's card was white.
I would sue that woman. I would sue that police. I would sue that police department, and I would sue Walmart.
Oh God, because that's crazy as hell. That don't make no sense.
So I guess they replaced the money too.
They go tell her grandmother to call and dispute the charges and get a new card. Like, no, y'all need to lock that lady up for using my card, too, because she's on camera using my card.
I'm really lost words right now. Because, I mean, we have seen people get killed over the most stupidest stuff. Yo, so then here we go. What are we going to do? We got another lesson in comply. Are we going to be? Are they going to tell somebody to comply with their stuff being stolen, being used? Please don't tell me that's no excuse, because I'm telling you, they're losing.
That just don't make no sense. Like, that's the most racist shit ever. Like, it's 'cause a white lady use the card. What? That's basically what the officer's saying. Basically, that's what I got out of it. That, oh, it's a white lady that used the card, so it's not theft. That don't make no sense to me.
So let's play this game for a second. I'm gonna play stupid. This is putting our stupid cats for a second here, man. Just entertain me for a second. When you're stupid cap, and you're telling me, so let's say a person leaves a gold brick around. Hey, am I allowed to use a gold brick because they just left it around for the next person?
Right.
Somebody left their car keys in the parking lot. Oh, that's not theft because they left their car keys for the next person. You see how stupid
exactly.
That sounds?
Exactly. Sounds stupid as fuck. Like, if her grandmother is in her 70s, right? So, you know, older people, they kind of forgetful a little bit. So you saying just because she forgot her card, you know, her wallet in Walmart, they make it okay for the next person to use her card. That's basically what they're saying. Like, basically, the white lady, it's okay for the white lady to use her card because she left it. Like, she forgot it. Like, that's some dumb-ass shit.
You know what? This is another one of those. It's another one of those cases of common sense is not common. My head is hurting right now.
That really blew me. That whole police station needs to be fired. Walmart needs, that officer needs to be fired. They need to be sued because they don't make no sense.
I mean that's what's hot now. We just stealing. We just using that. Now we can just let people steal from us, and the police look at us and say, "This is not a problem."
Because we black. Like what?
So let's go through. Let's run through the list. I'm running the list of things. You can be asleep in your house and get killed. Okay, we're keeping up with that, Breon Taylor. You're getting in trouble about Lucy cigarettes. You get killed. That's Eric Garner. You know, I'm helping everybody and I'm connecting these dots. You look suspicious and all you got on you is a Arizona tea and a goddamn bag of Skittles. And oh no, guess what? It's all right to kill you. But if somebody is literally committing a crime, stealing from you, because that is stealing.
On camera, though.
On camera, and then you knowingly know that's not their stuff, and you're excusing that? What kind of fucking shit is that?
Exactly.
What? We're saying crickets of the week, but we got another sound for that. You suck. I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Come on now, as clear as day. There's the evidence. It's on camera.
I'm telling you, that's why sometimes I just be hating just the energy. You be having to just move, watch how you move because you just never. No, I know we keep saying that, man. Not all of them bad apples, but hell, can we get like a detector that tell us there's a bad apple alert coming? Because man, nobody wants to keep dealing with this shit.
No, seriously. And I don't like
just,
it. Like, let it would have been a black woman using a white woman's card. Come on, y'all already know the outcome. Y'all already know the outcome.
I wish they would got this. I wish they would have had this on the recording. What technically they do? Walmart has it, but. It's just nonsense. I'm thankful it didn't involve any violence because that's what would have got me. Wow, wow, wow. I got to press the button again, Nate.
No, to me, that's like a whole y'all see all this stuff going on in society with Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. Obviously, Black lives do not matter. Y'all basically said it's okay for a white woman to commit this crime. Like, it's okay.
And it seems like ever since the verdict happened, they've been ramping up the bullshit. We can't keep doing this. We're so sick of it. I'm so sick of this guy every day. It's so tiring, man. Everybody want to be black till it's time to be black. I'm telling you, everything has a gift and a curse. I'm blessed that I'm black, but at the same time, sometimes it's a curse. Because every day that you walk around, there's always somebody that must have tried you because you're black, and then they hide behind, no, it's not because you're black, you know. You're race baited or whatever. Get the hell out of here.
That's crazy.
I just don't get it. Well, that was an interesting seduction 101, Nate. That you just,
I just had
oof,
to
man.
Say that because I had to shed light on that. Like, this is things that's going on in America, like, and it should not be tolerated.
Who are you telling? Shoot, that being said, shoot, we're going to go ahead and get in for, we're going to get into Crickets of the Week. I got y'all got good Crickets of the Week for y'all this week. So, man, I was torn, yeah, but y'all know I picked multiple ones, but I want to focus on one Crickets of the Week this week. If I have time, I'll get to a second one. But I definitely want to make sure I highlight one in particular. Okay. So I will say this. And this is just me personally. This is Cricket of the Week behavior if you do something of this sort. I don't care. I'm like, when it's time to have fun, it's time to have fun. When it's time to handle business, guess what? It's time to handle business. I don't get people. Always be on your A1, and when an opportunity lands in your lap, take full advantage of the opportunity. Because you never know. You just never know, man. And I watch people all the time that let opportunities crawl to the wayside. And it's enough to make your head spin. And I would say, you know, we get this habit of we allow certain people to be within our space that don't need to be in our space. Like, if people are moving the same way you're moving, it's time to let them go. Because they're holding you back. And I know people don't want to hear it, but it is what it is. If people are not moving the way you're moving, and they're detrimental to the process you got going on, it's time to keep it moving. It's time to keep it moving. Let them be in their own space. So, I just don't get it. And I've seen it over and over again. No, I saw this week, and I'm not even just talking about this weekend. I'm talking about I see this all the time. People have opportunities in their lap, and they just let it fall to the wayside because they want to always be in a mob mentality of feeling like they gotta be deep everywhere they go. But sometimes you don't need to, because some people's energy is not ready for the blessings that you got in front of you. Everybody's not meant to be along for the ride. I know that hurts people to hear, but everybody's not meant to be alone for the ride.
It's the truth.
The moment people get that, the moment that some of the blessings that are in front of them will be out of the damn way. I'm gonna give some examples. Because, you know, I like to utilize breaking down stories that you understand where I'm coming from. Perfect example. Let's say I'm going to try to be as specific as possible. But fuck it. If you have an opportunity to work with some of the best people in the industry, most consistent people in the industry, and they're willing to train you and teach you stuff that they normally charge, and charge, and you decide that you want to lollygag and take your time to get to it, you fucking up. There's a rule of thumb I got. I don't, like, even if I go party somewhere, I don't care how much partying I did the day before, it's not going to affect me as far as when it comes to opportunities for me.
Exactly.
Hell, I'm going to use a perfect example. Me and Nate, when we go to ATL, Nate, what do when we go to ATL? Do we not party our ass off when we go to ATL?
Period.
But what else do we do? We get there. We take care of business the entire time we are there. I don't fucking care what it is. We take care of business.
Absolutely.
And some of y'all, it's annoying to watch. Y'all think it's okay to waste people's time. But that shows how, because if somebody wasted your time, you will understand how it feels. Time is an invaluable resource. So when you say, you can make money any time of day. I don't, like, shit. It just money is there, but time, you can't get that back.
Okay.
Every second of your day matters. At any moment you make a decision, it can affect stuff that's going to go on, hell, for years. And then I want to touch on something else real quick. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be very specific and very blunt. And you know what? Y'all know how I do, man. I try to stay away from the social media or so, because I don't like when stuff gets misconstrued and whatever. But let me make something very clear. When it comes to my brand, Human Chemist Magazine, I will not let anyone try to dim my light because of selfish reasons. And at the end of the day, you learn how people move real quick. You got to always keep your eyes open, because you learn a lot about people at any given moment. I learned from this weekend, that somebody I thought really fucked with me, literally betrayed the fuck out of me. And it was left field. I didn't know what, I was blindsided by it, and it was just utter disrespect. And I've had great colleagues tell me, said don't be bothered by it, and their advice is very sound. But I want to make sure I make something very. But in the midst of that, I'm not necessarily on submission. I am teaching a lesson, and I am reiterating how I go about shit. Y'all know me. When I made this brand, it was about going hard for everybody, bro. It's about going hard for everybody. And for somebody to be so petulant because I'm going out of town to New York, keep in mind, I am going on an airplane where I am only taking so much stuff because, hell, guess what? I'm going on the airplane. I don't see no one's hands out that got a problem. So I'm taking care of putting in on me traveling to certain places. And you weren't part of the planning process of where I was traveling. And part of the funding process, you have no right to disrespect me and say and try to tell me how I'm gonna do something. Remind y'all how many issues Human Cameras Magazine has. Human Cameras Magazine will be dropping its 78th issue. That's 7-8, people. The number 7, the number 8 next to each other. 78th issue next week. There is no way in the world, unless I just dedicate an entire suitcase to that, that I am taking every fucking copy of the magazine that I of the magazine with me. It just not making it just doesn't make sense logistically. And you got to also remember, of every issue, of most issues, there's alternate covers. If I didn't take my alternate cover with you, with me, don't take it personal. Like I am, like I don't fuck with you. Because I watched somebody this weekend. They were I went to their live to go be cordial. I thought I'm good with this person. They literally sat there and said, "Oh, I don't fuck with you. I'm blind, blocked you on everything, and don't say what's up to me." I'm like, "What? Where did this come from?" And yeah, they're like, "You got the nerve to not take my cover with you." What the fucking shit is that? That's like saying, okay, so I'm using the same breath because on this very line with me right now is my co-host who literally has a cover. Did I take her cover with me? No. I strategically took 2019 through of the most recent 2021. If you got a problem because I didn't take your copy, before I went, did you go, "Hey, oh, you take a copy? Oh, can you promote me while you're out there?" At least ask or something. But the thing is, my question is this. Everywhere that you go, that's the final question before I get to my our guest for the week. Are you promoting me at every event that you go to, everywhere you travel? Do you even have a print copy of the magazine? If you can't answer yes to none of those questions, you have no fucking right to try to disrespect me and talk about my brand with so many great people are involved with it and they know how I move. This is the first, it's going to be the last time I'm going to address that. So let's go ahead and get my cricket. Sound my crickets off, please. That is my cricket of the week. I just can't take it, man. It was just too much for me. It was just too much. I just can't believe it. A person I just thought fucked with me just was on some bullshit. But nonetheless, we're going to go ahead and welcome to the show. Before I open the line for this guest, I want to set foreground for this guest. This woman, I talked about it earlier in the show, how I didn't realize that I was going to have the opportunity to be interviewed by this person. And for them to bless you with the opportunity, I don't take it lightly. Anytime somebody feels that I'm worthy enough or oppressed, that is a blessing, man. That is such a blessing in itself. And she goes so hard. She has one of the biggest hearts. You know, I see stuff from afar, but when you're in person and you see it, you see that this person has one of the biggest hearts ever, and I see why people support her so heavy. Why celebrity supporter, why future celebrity supporter, this woman deserves every bit of praise that she gets. If you got a problem with that, you don't agree with it, hell, you must be blind or deaf, because I don't know. And even a blind deaf person can figure that out. This woman is just great, man. So I want to welcome to the show a very, very influential newsmaker in the industry, Coach D of Code 31 Media. What's up?
How you doing?
I gotta set the background before I let my guests on, and I couldn't just open this and let you in without laying that foreground for people.
I appreciate it.
So, yes, I mean, you have met me, but you have not met my co-host. So this is my co-host name, Seduction.
How you doing?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking.
That's awesome.
So this is fun.
I appreciate
because
that intro. I'm going to have to pay you for that. I've never been talking about it, but praise.
It's free of charge.
Around,
you can make a little copy of it, cut it out, use it, free of charge.
I appreciate it.
Because it's Code 31 Media.
You're already.
I didn't mess it up like you were still.
No, you can't mess it up. You said it's
I'm telling you,
more
people have you roll in. Boy, y'all are funny, man.
Code 21,
Media of the Van. It was just funny.
Yeah, it was truly a blessing to meet you this past weekend.
Most definitely. No, I'm definitely looking forward to more great things to come with you. And
definitely.
I want to kind of jump into the time machine because I always like to kind of find out the inspiration for people. What actually led you to starting the brand Code 31 Media?
Okay, so before Code 31 Media, there was Code 31 Apparel. And first I would like to say, hi, everybody doing. This is Coach D from Code 31. Code 31 stands for competition, officially doesn't exist. 31 is my basketball number. Not only did I play basketball, I'm also a real basketball coach. And what I did was I developed the clothing line first because I was injured on my job. First I had EPA, which is empty pockets apparel. Then I developed Code 31 Apparel. And in 2018, I developed Code 31 Media because I was always behind the scenes trying to give all my ideas and dreams and aspirations to other brands, and it wasn't appreciated. So I just said, you know what, let me step out on faith and do it myself. So I've been in front of the camera the past 3 years, and my first interview was KRS-One. So that was a blessing.
That's a hell of a way to start off.
Yes. So I've interviewed KRS-One, Ice-T, MC Shan, Red Alert, Christopher Williams, Riff, High Five, you guys, you know what I'm saying? I interview people from all walks of life. If you have a special story to tell, then I want you to be on my platform.
One thing I was talking about earlier, which is as interesting as right, is the fact that you've interviewed so many celebrities, but you interview celebrities that are up and coming. You know, how do you stay so humble on that and continue to give those future celebrities opportunities when, hell, you've already proven a resume that you can interview celebrities for days. So, you know, why do you feel, again, you know, how do you stay so humble in that process, and why do you feel it's important to continue doing it?
I have a mother named Dolores Ellison that will not let me be anything but humble. You know what I mean? The same way you go up is the same way you come down. So you treat people the way that you want to be treated. So I don't want anybody to feel like they're better than me or they're beneath me or whatever. So I don't care if you're the water boy, the janitor, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to treat you the same way I treat anybody that I interview. And that's how I keep my humbleness and God continues to bless me. Once you get that ego and you think you're better than everything, that's when everything goes downhill. So that's why I don't understand why in the beginning people have so much humility and gratefulness, and then once they get big or they get a blessing, they get gassed up and forget they day ones. That will never happen with me.
That's what's up.
And I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens. You know, if you can make it from here, you can make it anywhere.
I like it. I like that you kind of changed up the phrase. If you can make it, you can make it anywhere. I feel like such a tourist because I couldn't wait to listen to that song when I got to New York.
You also have to understand, like, I've been through a lot. I've been through, like, helping somebody build up their brand and their content and doing a concert, and I was treated as if I was just an add-on when I was the brains behind something. So I know how it is creative, and then have somebody try to tarnish and sabotage your name so nobody knows that you was the brains behind something. So I would never treat anybody in that manner.
Most definitely. I see it all, but yeah, I've been victim to that, definitely, for sure. Okay, so I'm going to ask a question that's pretty interesting that I just out of observation. Like, how did the connection between you and Jerry come about?
Me and Jerry.
And for that, that's Jerry
Fontillo,
to be exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. Me and Jerry been family for close to 10 years. Like, I've known Jerry before I even got in front of the camera. I've known Jerry since I was doing Elegant Hoodness. Shout out to AD the General. Rest in peace. That's where I met Jerry. And plus, we both live in Queens, so I've always known Jerry from the neighborhood or whatever, and then once I got into doing media and stuff, we used to always just bump into each other at different events, and just, you know, like a couple of years later, when I started working with Fifi from Rare Royalty, we just connected, and it's like Voltron. When we get together, it's like boom, you know what I mean? It's magic.
And that's funny you say Voltron, because me and Jerry was having a discussion about Robies. I'm not going to get into it deeply about Robies, but funny you say it. Oh, that's such an inside joke. But, okay. Another question, like, I want to put this, I really want to know, I'm going to put you on the spot on this. Of all the people you've interviewed, excluding myself, because I know I'm pretty great. Of all the people you interviewed, who do you say is the best interview you've ever done? Matter of fact, I'm going to make it easier. Top three.
Top three interviews? I'm actually going to tell you. I'm going to say MC Shan right now, because I was just on live because I do my daily walks on Instagram. And he actually hopped on my Instagram the other day. So I would say he's one of my top three because, you know, he just told me to keep doing what I'm doing because I was feeling down at the time. Like, there's people that just try to steal everything that you do and don't give you credit. And I'm like, damn, is this really what I want to continue to be in this media world? And he just gave me so much encouragement and support. So I'm going to say MC Shan. I've interviewed Ice-T a couple of times. And who would be my third? You know what? I'm going to say, let's see. I'm going to say KRS-One because he was the first interview, even though MC Shan don't get along with him. I would say that because, you know, like, he didn't know who the hell I was, KRS-One. And for him to be my first interview, and he showed me so much love and, like, talked to me for about a good 15 minutes. So I would say KRS-One, Ice-T, and MC Shan. But everybody I interviewed was amazing.
Oh, no, we're not saying, yeah, let's put the disclaimer there.
And we're not taking it away from anybody. And I want to say Ralph McDaniels from Video Music Box. Because he sat me down one day.
Oh, man. I said, I was just wanting to put the disclaimer out there. I want to, for people, we're not saying that other interviews were not great, but I like to put people on the spot. And I appreciate you for answering that question, because some people, they're real political. Oh, well, I wouldn't pick anybody. But you gave us three, so I like that. Yeah, I like that. I like that you were willing to walk in the fire for us.
Like underground and stuff like that, you know, like I said, I interview people from all walks of life, so everybody was amazing. And Tretch from Naughty by Nature, always amazing, always promoting my clothes, giving me, you know, promos for free, like, I mean, I haven't had, you know, knock on wood, I haven't had a bad interview yet with anybody that I've come across. So that's a blessing. And if you want to check out my interviews, you can go to Code 31 Media Interviews on YouTube and check them all out.
I am praying for you. I want that blessing to continue to be on, because, man, Nay, have we not had some bad interviews on here?
Oh, yeah, we have
And I just be like, thank God, this is when it ends. When that interview ends, you're like,
dry. Like, why you come on here dry?
Right.
They don't want to answer any of the questions. You're like, what in the hell? Who do we? And
yeah.
I mean, and we're not even talking about, this is not even celebrities. These are
mm-hmm.
these are like people we talking about this every this. We doing you a service. Your team
right.
asked us to be on the show for you to be on the show.
Right.
Why
right.
we having so many problems?
Right. Well, the thing about me on my platform, I never make anybody feel uncomfortable. I make everybody feel as if I've known you for your whole life. I'm not messy. I won't ask you any personal questions. I let you, you know what I'm saying, go with the flow. Tell me about yourself. And as you're telling me about yourself, I circulate my questions that way. That's
exactly.
my pattern.
I like you because I hate, like, is it me or do you hate when somebody is like, can you send me all the questions you're going to ask ahead of time? I do not like doing interviews that way.
I'm not doing that. Or they say, oh, I'm not answering this and that. Okay, well, this is how I do
it. Find you another show, Dion.
Yeah, find another show. But once they get on my platform with me, because I do all my interviews via Zoom or in person, once they, you know, settle in and realize, okay, she's not going to try to be messy or try to come for me, then it's like we're just having a regular conversation, and by the time we get all into it, it's over with. And they're like, oh, my God, it wasn't, you know, I didn't expect it to be this way. Yeah, because
yeah, I
like
learned sometimes, too,
to
because
it.
You invited,
be.
People will share some of the personal stuff on themselves without you even trying.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it
right.
happen. Like, I'm a perfect example. We had... Hot minute ago, I had Hulk Hogan on the show. And
okay.
he was literally on 2020, I think a few days before he came on my show or after. Mm-hmm. And he talked about his drunk driving incident comfortably. He talked about it, and I never even asked him the question. He talked about it, and he was way more comfortable talking about it on here than he was on 2020. Like, that was just, like, humbling. Like, you mean tell me Barbara Walters? Like, Barbara
right.
Walters or Diane Sawyer, whoever it was, they couldn't get it out of me. I mean, they kept grilling about that. That's all they stayed on. That wasn't my whole reason.
Who wants to bring that up, you know?
Let you bring it up.
Bring it to you first.
Exactly.
But
that's where
the difference comes in, people that actually do real media and the fake ones that just popped up during COVID and said, oh, let me get a podcast because the celebrities are open to interviews now. You feel me? You start to read out who really does this.
Talk that ish, Coach D.
Come on, don't let me start preaching in here now. That's why
talk
they get mad.
Ish.
Because I tell you this, other people got to do favors and all that stuff to get where they got to get. I just be myself. I'm just Coach D from Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's cold 31. That's why they rock with me, because I'm me. I stay me. I don't change for anybody. I'm not phony or fake.
So I'm going to throw it to Nay and let her ask you a few more questions before
okay.
I do the respectful shout-outs and whatnot.
Okay.
Hey, lady. Of course, you know, I'm Nate Seduction. So my question to you would be, what do you like most about doing media?
What I like most about doing media is just meeting different people from all walks of life. You know, like when I met Cedric and the rest of the fashion designers and the models the other night, that was a different thing for me. You know what I'm saying? So I like to see and work with different people, like I told you, it could be the water boy. It could be the janitor. Everybody has a special story to tell. Everybody has their own gift from God. So I love to reach out and interview people like that. You know what I mean? It's cool to interview the celebrities and the legends and stuff, but, like, to interview, like, up-and-coming artists that's getting ready to take off that nobody knows about that I break on my platform, that's, like, the best feeling for me.
Yes, I feel you on that. You definitely, you know, that's what I like about Fetty's platform. Before I started being a co-host, I was interviewed by Fetty, you know, because Uh-huh. I'm a model and I'm an entrepreneur and things like that. So I was interviewed on his show, you know. So that's that was awesome. Great. And now a lot of people know who I am, but he was one of the first people that, you know, that had some positive things to say.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's great.
And the best thing in the world is to know, you know, that people doubted that you could be where you are today and you did it without them. You know, that's the best feeling in the world. When somebody tells you
that is
what you can't do or you can't do it without them, and then you kill it without them. You don't got to use their name, nothing. They got to use your name for clout, as they say. You feel me?
That,
so that's a blessing.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the hardest part about being in the media? I know you.
The middleman, going through the middleman to try to get to the main person. Because the main person is rocking with you. You feel me? And then they'll be like, oh, give my man your number and we'll chop it up. But that middle person don't want you to chop it up, and you never ever able to reach the main person. So I would say if we cut the middleman out and just have access to the main person, that's the hardest thing for me.
Okay.
I agree.
You know what I mean? I can agree on it.
The middleman is mad that you're not calling to check for them. You know what I mean? So, you know, they put their personal feelings into it and say, well, then you're not going to get to the main person. But, you know, eventually you're going to get there. So I just, you know, I'll be patient with it.
Yeah, that's why I used to, like, whenever I knew I went somebody from, like, a VH1 show or whatnot, I had the VH1 publisher's number and email on speed dial. I'm like, hey, I'm going to hit you up first so I can go ahead and get around this red tape and you can go talk to the person for me.
Yeah, it's like crazy. Like, why would you be like that? Like, you know, we built the rapport with the main person. So what is your problem? Why are you not letting us, you know, just continue what we got to do?
They want to control the message.
Exactly.
You know?
Or they always got to be in the middle. Like, that is so whack to me. I did an amazing interview with somebody, and I must have did such an amazing job that the person was like, oh, get rid of their number. I mean, shouldn't you be happy for me that I did an excellent job? But that's how it goes in this business. So I'm just going to keep working hard. That's all.
Exactly.
Great. That's amazing. My next question would be, what advice would you give someone who is looking to get into this industry? What advice can you relate over to them?
The best advice I can tell you is to believe in yourself first. Keep your faith in God. Know that this industry, it may seem like it's huge, but it's a small industry. And everybody knows somebody that you may know. So be careful who you build with. Be careful who you talk about, because it's going to come back. It's a full circle, and karma will be your best friend. So that I would tell you that. Just work hard at everything you do. Believe in yourself first and try to be careful who you build with. Because I learned the hard way. I thought everybody is your friend, and they're not. They will act like they're your friend, get in good with you, get in your circle, take your ideas, and then they will try to sabotage and cut your throat. So that's what I would tell you. Just, you know, believe in yourself first. Keep your circle small. Keep your faith in God. And just know that everybody in this industry is not your friend.
That part.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to that, honey.
Yeah.
My last question would be, you know, where do you see your company in the next 5 years? What are some things that you want to do in the next 5 years when it comes to your company?
Well, I'm developing TV shows right now. Right now I got Half Court Conversations with Coach D. I got Woe TV, which is, we have officially arrived television, which deals with the basketball world, media world, clothing world. I see myself doing documentaries, you know, especially basketball documentaries, because I have an older brother that passed, that without him, I would not be who I am today as Coach D, as Dora Ellison,
You know what I mean? My basketball mentality is what I bring into the media world, and that's what makes me stand out. So in 5 years, I see myself doing my own TV show, my clothing lines blowing up, and just building with people such as you guys and Jerry and Rare Royalty and new entities. You know what I'm saying? And we shocking the world together. That's where I see myself in 5 years.
Okay, amazing, amazing.
Okay, well, before we get ready to let you go, I'm about to go to the phone line real quick because I got a little surprise for you. And this person doesn't even know I was getting ready to open their line, but that's just how disrespectful I am on this show. I press the button and I feel like pressing the button. So, okay. Welcome to the show. What's up, Jerry? How you doing, bro? Boss, how you doing?
Yeah, what up?
What up,
much, man?
What's going on?
Man,
you know,
I wanted to let you say a few words about Coach D yourself, man.
Okay, well, you know, I had to listen there. That's family right there. And believe it or not, Coach D, regardless of what you've seen on television and all these, you know, platforms on major networks, she's one of the absolute best interviewers that I've ever been around and had the pleasure to work with. Professional, on point, on time, everything she do, you can tell she takes pride in her work, and her work ethic is unbelievable. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And,
there's a lot of people in this industry that, you know, give her a lot of shade and a lot of hate, but all that is based on a lot of jealousy because they probably know, you know, you can have $1 million and you can have all these connections, but you just don't have that it factor. She has that it factor, and that's why a lot of people are jealous of her and want to take her ideas, but at the end of the day, ain't nothing stopping the code.
You already know. Let's get it.
That's what, so I appreciate you, Jerry, for saying those few words, man. And again, I appreciate you putting the whole weekend together, man. That was dope, boss.
That's cool. And I got a little surprise for you in Dropbox, Ed.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. It's always surprises in that Dropbox.
Now, it's what we was talking about earlier. You know, I sent you a couple of, you know, things that we were discussing earlier.
Okay, yeah. I'm definitely going into the Dropbox. I'm going to be going to
go.
No,
I don't just talk about it. I don't just talk about it. By the
That's
time
right.
I finish, by the time I finish telling you about it, you know, it's already done pretty much.
I'm in there now. I see the situation that's going on right now.
Nah, you got to do a couple of situations. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at it right now. Definitely going to hit you on the regular show.
Absolutely. You already know what it is.
Yep. But speaking of which, I'm glad, perfect segue in it. And I wanted to congratulate you too, Coach, because you are the first. You're the first one we're doing this with. You're the first newsmakers spotlight in Human Cameras Magazine, started issue 78 that drops this upcoming week. So congratulations to you on that. You know, definitely got to highlight you. Give the flowers to the people while they're here, man.
Thank you so much. I guess this makes me official family now with Human Cameras. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, yeah. You family Human Cameras. You family of Life That Does Live, all of it.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Jerry.
You know I got you, B.
I know that.
It's super ugly.
You already
Code
it's super
31.
Ugly.
That's right.
Code 31.
Oh, remind everybody how they can follow you.
Oh, they can follow me at Code 31 Media and Code 31 Apparel on Instagram, Code 31 Media Interviews on YouTube, and DM me 31 on Twitter.
And it's spelled exactly how it sounds, people. It's not
yes.
rocket science.
Yes,
if y'all miss any of the show, y'all know where y'all can go. Go to heck, you can go to dustspot.com, and there's a player on there that will actually have the episodes in there. You can also search Life of the Dust Live on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio. The list goes on. If it's a major, platform, podcast platform, more than likely we're on there. So check us out and follow us. Including, if you're looking for today's interview, it is March Coach D of Code 31 Media. That's how you find the episode, and you can listen to it. You can rewind, fast forward to where you, to hear something back again, all that good stuff. All right, y'all. Shoot, that being said, definitely it's a blessing to have you. And heck, we're going to end the show how we end every show, and that's reminding everybody everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a
nay or a U,
or you, there is a way.
A way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all to the episode of Life of Dust Live, your boy City J and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
And I want to make sure I give a special shout out to number one draft pick. Make sure y'all stay tuned. They're getting ready to drop very, very soon. And I mean, they got some of the best apparel ever. And I mean ever. So definitely keep your eyes out for them. And of course, shout out to Code 31 Media. Shout out to Nate Seduction Brand. Shout out to the Super Ugly Movement. And shout out to you, the listeners, man.
Big shout out. I want to give a shout out to Dana from my hometown, from Gary, Indiana. She got drafted to the WNBA. That's major for Gary, Indiana. I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
We coming up from GI. I'm trying to tell you.
Well, Nate, that leaves us one last thing. What is the public service announcement we give everybody every hump day here in the show?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
All right, y'all. We out. Peace.
Later.
Later, y'all.